You're listening to eBay Radio. Join us in the chat room if you think you can stand honesty, openness, and eccentricity. If not, just listen to the show and forget the chat room. We're easy. Here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by B-Stock Sourcing, a better way to buy liquidation inventory. Every seller update sparks a single burning question in every eBay seller's mind. What's in it for me? Well, Audrey Tracy, the social media manager for eBay for Business, is here now to tell you. She's known on eBay as Audrey Jojojo.
Yes, I am. Hi, everybody.
What's the Jojojo?
It's a long story.
Never mind. All right, so
what's my prison name?
So your prison name.
Your prison name is Joe. How many Joes? Wait a minute. How many Joes?
Three Joes.
Joe.
You must be on that new TV show, Orange is the New President. Audrey Halilot, eBay Senior Vice President of North America Marketplaces, says eBay is working to get more sales for sellers. So tell us what eBay is doing to make that happen.
We're launching a huge advertising campaign across many categories and across many we're in TV, radio, billboards. We're partnering with folks like HGTV, iHeartRadio, NASCAR.
Carrier pigeons.
All kinds of stuff. Right. So we're doing stuff with, and we're kind of thinking of it in a category way, if that makes sense. So iHeartRadio is, we're doing a bunch of eBay fashion spots there. Mm. NASCAR, we're doing a bunch of things with eBay Motors, where you'll see, if you watch NASCAR on Sundays, we are part of the pit box. You will see that we'll have some signage there and we'll be mentioned there. So it's all kinds of stuff. We've got a billboard campaign. We've got 750 billboards in 32 metro markets. So if you're driving around, you may see them.
They all digital?
Don't quote me on this. I believe some are digital and some are static.
Because you had a little adventure this morning.
Yes. Alan and I went over to take our selfies with the billboard because we are about to launch something with that. And I can talk more about that in a minute. So it was fun. We drove around Santa Clara looking for these billboards.
Did you find any?
We found one.
Oh, cool. I can't wait to see the photo.
is it in a place where everybody can see it?
Yes. It's at, I don't know if you're familiar with the Bay Area, but it's right along Highway 101.
Oh, yeah.
So we were on the frontage road, not on, thankfully, do not drive on the freeway to take the selfie with your billboard.
You want to be in a pedestrian-friendly place.
You want to be in a safe place to take a selfie with the eBay billboard, because we are going to launch something in the next couple of days, I hope. Fingers crossed.
And it's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge.
Yeah.
Where we ask sellers to take a selfie with an eBay billboard in their neighborhood, or you know where those billboards occur.
But do it safely, please.
Hey,
so eBay is going to be giving us all these commercials, which are going to help bring people to the site. Is there something special sellers should be doing to sell more right now?
Besides listing.
So list like crazy.
Yes.
I would, you know, keep on keeping on with the best practices. I would, you know, don't deviate from that stuff. The other thing I would say is stay up on the news that's coming out of eBay Radio, eBay for Business, the blog, that sort of thing. But really we're hoping that sellers will start to benefit from this advertising, right? We're driving a ton of traffic, buyer traffic to the site. One thing I didn't mention is, TV. We're going to start a big TV campaign as well. So I would say kind of, Prepare for the traffic, right? Like, is there anything that you can do in your store or in your listings to spruce them up? Do you have old inventory that is not selling well that maybe could benefit from a new photo?
Or a
refreshed description, that sort of thing. Think about your marketing tools, collections, promoted listings, promotions manager, all those sorts of things.
And think of it this way: if you owned a little retail store, and the shopping center was having a gigantic sale, you'd be looking pretty, smelling good, and up there ready to sell your stuff.
Yeah, get yourself spruced up, I guess is the message.
Get yourself all gussied up.
Gussied up.
Yeah, like that. Well, how important are product identifiers in getting items sold? That seems like out of left field there, but that's what's on
the
script.
Yeah, a lot of these questions are left field.
Yeah, who wrote these questions?
You must have wrote them, right?
To be completely fair. I have been so busy that I haven't even thought about five questions. So when CJ sent these over, I said, yes, let's talk about them.
So how important are product identifiers?
So let's talk about the right lipstick to use.
I like Victory Red from World War II. Every starlet.
So product identifiers are very important.
Yeah, they are.
For new branded items that have a UPC or other sort of identifying code. And they, let me back up and talk about the bigger picture about the buyer behavior. We are finding more and more that people are spending their time browsing on the internet. They're not necessarily coming to eBay to search for, you know, toaster model XYZ, toaster oven model XYZ. They are looking generally across the internet for a toaster oven. And so what we need to do here at eBay is use our structured data to create permanent pages where we can collect all of the toaster ovens on eBay and display them in one page so that sellers, so that a buyer, let's pretend, and I've got an article on this. I'll give you the URL in a second. Let's pretend that a buyer is looking. It goes to Google and says toaster ovens.
Yeah.
And then they land on a search results page. And then what, the third, fourth result down is an eBay page, right?
Right.
That says, come buy your toaster oven on eBay. You click that link and you'll be taken. You're not taken anymore to individual listings, right? You're not taken to 1,000 individual listings. You're now taken to a page where we show every toaster oven available on eBay by the model number, right? So it's no longer at the selling.
Right.
I'm sorry, at the listing level. It's now at
the product.
The product level.
Right.
And we're calling these, we use a couple different terms. One of them is product pages. The other was browse pages. And so by doing that, we are now capturing that traffic that's looking for toaster ovens, and then they can refine down to the actual item and listing that they're looking for.
Right. You can still compete on a product page. Things like being a top-rated seller with the best service levels, being the, you know, good value with the price and shipping can help you, and making sure the right product identifiers are
yep.
in there.
That's what gets you on that product page.
Right.
Without the product identifiers,
you're not
you will not
there.
Show up on the product page.
Another incentive to get those product
And is this happening now?
Yes, it's happening now. And what's, there's a huge benefit for these pages because they are permanent. And, you know, if you think about a list, listings come and go all the time. And so as Google is indexing the eBay pages,
yeah.
it captures data, but then the data falls off as soon as that item is sold if you're thinking about a listing page. But
right.
if you think about a product page, that's a permanent page that has huge SEO value. And so that is helping us bring traffic to that page and ultimately to your item.
That makes a lot of sense the way
Thanks.
You explain it.
Thanks. And let me just give out a URL because I wrote an article on this on the eBay for Business blog, which basically takes you through this buyer journey of, and it uses a toaster oven example. So it's bit.ly/browsepages. That's bit.ly/browsepages. Go check out that article, and I think it does a good job of laying out the benefits.
Now I'm going to go check it out, but not right now because I got to do the show.
You got a show.
Lee, I think you have a question.
So, no, I went there.
What?
And it says something's wrong here.
Oh, no. Did I ruin my bit.ly?
Okay, so you've got bit.ly slash
browse pages. Yep.
Okay, uh-huh.
If I screwed up the URL, I will put it. Don't you guys have a group that I could put it on?
Yeah, we have a little group.
Okay.
It's got like 50,000 people in
yeah,
it.
Just a little
just
group.
Just a little group that we
just
get together with.
Right, right.
Exactly. So these product identifiers, are they just for clothing or should they be used for collectible or one-off items too?
They should be used for any new branded item that has a marker.
Right. So we're not talking antiques and collectibles for the most part.
But
some collectibles do have newer collectibles.
And so they're not required for things like used clothing or collectibles, but if you have it, I recommend it.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, it makes a difference. Good. I've gone out hunting for those UPC codes on eBay sometimes and find them, and it makes a difference where my item sells.
You know, a lot of sellers say, well, buyers don't shop by UPC.
They're not listening.
Also,
put your listening
matter.
Ears on.
It doesn't matter. The benefit is in the browse page and the permanency.
Right. It's
Google.
Not, and you gotta think beyond, buyers aren't searching UPC code. We're organizing the inventory by these product identifiers so buyers can find them. You're putting the product identifier in there so that in a search, your item shows up when people do keyword searches. Yeah, no one searches on UPC codes. Don't be silly. But that doesn't mean they don't have incredible value. Because if you want to sell on eBay and it's new branded merchandise without UPC codes, you're not going to sell anything.
You're not going to show up.
Make it clear, right? Important.
Important.
Very.
Well, so listings displaying the best special offers just became more visible on eBay Mobile, I've noticed.
Mm-hmm.
And does this mean I'm more likely to sell an item via mobile device if I'm using, say, like Markdown Manager?
Use Promotions Manager.
Instead?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the right tool to use so that your sale will be, or your promotion will be shown on mobile. It will show a little strike through price. It unfortunately it's not red. I wish it would jump out of the page a little bit more, but
what color is it?
It's a gray strike through.
Well,
anyway, so
I'm shocked.
So in the search results, your mobile user will see a strike through and the new sales price. Of course, this doesn't guarantee more sales on mobile, but it certainly helps.
Yeah. It does help. We know that.
It looks like everyone will begin using promoted listings next month when sellers get their $30 free listing credit. Should we begin using them now?
So let's clarify, not everyone will be. You got to be ETRS. But yes, I would recommend start now. There's a page called the Weekly Promoted Listings Ad Rate Trend Page. That's a mouthful. Weekly Promoted Listings Ad Rate Trend Page. And that shows the trending ad rates by category. So I would recommend starting there. One thing I see with sellers using promoted listings is that they do it for a week and then they say, oh, it didn't work. I recommend.
You gotta give it time.
You gotta give it time. Yeah. I would give it at least a month.
Yeah.
And, you know, set it, I would say, give it a month, go in there the first week, see if you can optimize, see if there's things you can change, and just keep monitoring it and keep going. I guess that's it. That's my time. Thanks, everyone.
You want to stick around or are you busy?
I got all the time in the world.
Okay, stick around. This segment was brought to you by B-Stock Sourcing, a better way to buy liquidation inventory. Up next, call Audrey. 888-RADIO-30.
What did I sign up for?
888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio.
As a busy online seller, you need to get ship done. Your packages need to go out as quickly, efficiently, and cost-effectively as possible from everywhere you sell. You need ShipStation. ShipStation integrates with all of your selling channels to process orders fast and seamlessly. Ship via USPS, UPS, FedEx, and more. ShipStation works with eBay's global shipping program, too. But shipping isn't all ShipStation does. ShipStation lets you automatically leave feedback for buyers when you ship. In fact, with ShipStation, you can automate pretty much everything from importing a product photo with each order to sending email to customers and managing returns. ShipStation is web-based, and their one-of-a-kind mobile app lets you print labels and ship from anywhere. So when you need to get ship done, you need ShipStation. Try it for free at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
St. Patrick's Day is coming up on March 17th. That means it's time for the selling of the green. So list all things green, as well as items with shamrocks or leprechauns, Irish crystal, and anything beer related. Create a St. Patrick's Day collection to drive traffic to those listings. Use Promotions Manager to set up an order discount for purchases of a certain dollar amount or quantity. Or create a codeless coupon to send to buyers between now and St. Patrick's Day. Tell them they got the luck of the Irish and an automatic discount on their next purchase. Finally, send a store newsletter promoting all of the above. Erin Gobrah.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
listen while you list.